Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I wanted to do this. I just found this online. Best fast food in the country. Jeff puts his headphones on. I'm going to guess none of us have been to this place. I have heard this place is awesome.
What is it?
Culver's in the Midwest?
No.
So it started in Wisconsin. It's in 26 states.
Where do they serve?
I've seen it. They're most famous for their frozen custard milkshakes and butter burgers. Very I haven't cool. had either, but both sound awesome. I don't know what. Jeff, see
what's
if you.
What's a butter burger?
That's what I'd like to. Let's find out. Culver's, is it just butter on the burger?
Nah, it must be something. The butter must be on the meat or either the bread.
All right. I don't know. What makes the butter burger? They claim never frozen beef, always seared after you order, and it's a buttered toasted bun.
There you go.
Well, and if the meat's all fresh, it's going to be pretty good. I've never had Culver's. I know Kerwin swears by it. People from the Midwest swear by it. But for me to rank that number one is kind of tough because I've never had it. Mm-hmm. Number two, and I never know what you've eaten, but I know the three of us have eaten this, Shake Shack. Shake Shack is banging.
I've eaten Shake Shack.
I like the crinkle fries. Number three. This will get kind of debatable as In-N-Out Burger. Who was just talking about In-N-Out Burger? Was that White Mike this morning? What was he saying, Jeff?
He was saying it was like just one of the staple restaurants you have to visit when you go over west.
Yeah. So, have you guys had Whataburger? I know it's big in Texas.
I've had Whataburger.
You like it?
It's all right. It's not, I don't think it's on top four. What's the place going down south?
Cookout?
Bam. They on there?
I'll tell you. They got Whataburger number four, Raising Cane's, which I've still never had and I've heard.
So overrated to me.
Is it? Like at some point, it's just chicken fingers, right?
Raising Cane's, people go in there and sit down more than they do just driving through it. But this is just like fast food restaurants?
This is just fast food restaurants.
Now, what I can say is...
The drive-thru at Raising Cane's is like always 40 cars long. What are you talking about, B?
Not the ones I've ever been to. People stop.
Maybe people go in
when
and they drive.
When I went down to... the only time I've ever been to one, when I went to Myrtle Beach and everybody got in, went out their cars, went inside, sat down and ate their food in there.
They definitely have Raising Cane's like in Ashburn. I feel like I've seen it.
There's one in Sterling.
I haven't been
Sterling,
there.
Okay. Is Raising Cane's good
we
to you?
We did have some, B.
They do that terrible crinkle cut fry thing, and they don't really have like a variety of sauces. It's not bad.
They claim their sauce is the boss. Is there like a Raising Cane's sauce?
It's good sauce, but you should have barbecue sauce or honey mustard or hot sauce.
They have honey mustard there. I found a new appreciation for honey mustard from Raising Cane's. I can say that because I did not eat honey mustard like that.
What is the verse in Ten Crack Commandments? Number eight should have been number one to me. Something like that. I can't remember what number. Eight? Number six should have been number one to me. That is Five Guys. I think Five Guys is just the best. Now, maybe it's not fair to grade like McDonald's and Five Guys on the same scale because Five Guys, they're cooking it to order. You know what I mean? But
fast food is fast food, right?
Five Guys, burger. A regular-sized cheeseburger and a small fries, you could feed an army. Five Guys to me should be number one. And then this, like, clearly this list is just trying to be hipsters. Because if you had to ask 100 people, what's the best fast food there is? And you think straight fast food, it's Chick-fil-A. Right? Like, great service. The food's always good. Like, I feel like Chick-fil-A operates on...
Depending on if they're doing a survey on Sunday, they wouldn't be number one.
Sure. The Sunday thing, inevitably, it feels like you want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the highway, you see the sign, and you're like, oh, damn. Or at the airport or whatever. Of the straight fast food places, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A is better than all those. Does anybody disagree?
I like the Whopper.
You're a Whopper man.
Hell yeah.
You'll be shocked to know I like the Whopper Jr.
Yeah, I get the double Whopper. Sometimes they even give me triple.
Really?
So I used to do it back in the day.
That's serious. Not right now with Dr. Riggleman and everybody. Nah, you're not getting any triple
Whopper. When I was a young buck, man, give me a triple Whopper. Ate that thing quickly, dude.
So this, they say, is a fast food place. I haven't even heard of this. Has anybody been to a Dave's Hot Chicken?
No.
How many of these even exist? And the hot chicken is a Nashville
thing. Where did they do
the
survey at? In Wisconsin?
No, this is in L.A. And it doesn't come with coleslaw.
Apparently,
it's
one in D.C.
What, Dave's?
But I would think
the
place that you said was number one. Is that one of them in L.A.?
No, it's a Midwest joint.
I would think no person, real L.A. person, has been to that one either.
Okay, I've seen this logo before.
This woman's like
before.
A food writer that travels around.
I've seen this logo before. It's on 14th Street in D.C.
Is it a store or like a pop-up?
It's a store. It's like a yellow chicken with a red mohawk.
Should we try it next week?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe Beamish could get down with this. Apparently, they have like a super hot, the Reaper hot chicken at Dave's.
Oh, yeah, nah.
I'm out on that.
Landville can have it.
Yeah, I see it.
Landville, did you go Reaper hot?
Nah, why would you do that?
I wouldn't either.
I think you got to try it, Landville. You're the foodie, and you got to make sure you try the hottest thing at the place.
I'm good on that.
I buy, you eat.
I'll get like normal spicy.
Nah, JP could do that.
I'll get no spice. I'm good.
Number nine on this list.
Of wimps.
All right, how about this? Because none of us have ever heard of this. Kelly's Roast Beef?
Nope.
That's another one that's just made up, I'm guessing. I mean, there's four locations. It's one of the best fast food restaurants in the country.
Scattered throughout the East Coast, but heavily concentrated in Massachusetts. I've never even heard of this, dude.
This is a terrible list.
White Castle sucks.
White Castle is great.
What not?
White Castle is gross.
Well, if you're eating it at 2, 3 in the morning,
there's 12 Kelly's Roast Beefs.
Yeah, like 12 Kelly's Roast Beef should not make a national list of fast food chains.
Fire this list into the sun.
Like, all right, let's just...
Who's this writer? We need to denounce this person on Twitter.
All right, I will tell you right now. I believe it's a famous food writer, a woman, Gina Thurman. So this is how they qualify this. These are the 12 best fast food chains in America ranked.
That Gina like.
But, dude, like, if there's 12 of these roast beef places north of Boston, that's not really fitting for a national list.
Hell no.
How about this? Rank the following. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's.
I'll go Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's.
That's your 1, 2, 3?
Yep.
Landfill?
I'll go McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King.
Jeffrey?
Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's.
JP?
That's tough. Because I know what I like at... I don't really mess with the burgers or anything at McDonald's. I just get chicken nuggets, and I can crush 50.
And you get 50 chicken nuggets? Can you really eat 50 chicken nuggets?
Probably not. But I
get five. You get the kids meal.
I know...
You say you act like Daisy is ordering
three
so
Happy Meals. I also get McDonald's.
My other kids at home.
There's a McDonald's near my house, one, and my girls like getting Happy Meals. So, like, if I'm in charge of dinner, it's kind of a easy one. And I get chicken nuggets or I get McChicken. I don't like the fancy version of chicken sandwich McDonald's is built. I like
will
the
you
regular
put this damn thing in order.
Yeah, I only get
which one you like the best?
Steak, McDonald's? Egg, and cheese bagel. If I do go to McDonald's.
Wendy's?
That's it.
Or Burger King.
What are you getting at Wendy's that it's your clear one seed, Jeff? The chili?
The square burger.
The baked potato?
Nah, the Baconator, man. You got the Baconator, the spicy chicken sandwich, if you add a little bit of cheese on it. And then you got your, and then if you balling on a budget, you got your 4 for $4. Or you got your $6 biggie bag, too.
You have to tell you the whole damn menu.
And then with Burger King, the burgers and the croissant sandwiches in the morning, that's
all
it.
Better, yeah.
And then in McDonald's, literally all I get if I go is the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
I like the breakfast.
That's it.
Give me the breakfast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.